As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. Show me your facts, show me your law, and show me your evidence. Well, we've got a lot of all of that today. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. And be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, July the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, good news, and certainly we're going to set the news aside today. But hard facts, we're going to go into some deep and dark facts today and go down as deep into the ocean as we can possibly can and dredge up everything that we can find out about this new National Ocean Council set up by Barry the Usurper. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's 2 hours broadcast. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and all the other micros and minis and AM and FM stations carrying this message out to your local listening audiences. Thank you, and thank you all. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. All of that contact information can be found at my website, becomevocallocal.com, or at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Gold this morning builds support near the $1,200 level. The U.S. dollar weakens, equities rebound. We'll talk about that briefly. But the majority of the broadcast today, the full 2 hours, is going to be dedicated to exposing Barry the Usurper's creation by executive fiat of the National Ocean Council, begun yesterday by Mike Chambers on Mike Chambers Live's broadcast. Of course, we're going to go into the UNESCO Marine Spatial Planning, Agenda 21, Chapter 17. We'll visit with the writings of Ian McCarg, the Urban Trialogues, Localizing Agenda 21, The Law of the Sea, Federal Dominion Over the Waterways, and so very much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning. Oh, Friday, July the 23rd, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We found gold trading up $2.30 at $1,196.80 an ounce. Silver up 3 cents at $18.14 an ounce. Platinum up 13 bucks at $1,537. And palladium up $4 at $458 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,193.50 for your low, $1,205 for a high, $1,205 like that. But at $1,196.80, your gold is up year to year, $248.80 for a 26.24% return on your investment. Again, gold up this morning, $2.30 in early trading at $1,196.80 a troy ounce. We'll be right back. Stick around, much more to come.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts. Lots on the agenda for today, Agenda 21 to say the least. But let's get our market report behind us for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, gold was trading up $2.30 at $1,196.80, $1,196.80. Silver up 3 cents at $18.14 a troy ounce. Platinum up $13 an ounce at $1,537. Palladium up $4 at $458. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. Gold sticking its nose over the top of the 1200 line for a moment, but $1,193.50 for a low, $1,205 even for a high. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,198.75. We've been trading very close to that all morning. The SPDR gold shares, the spider on the corner of the web, the State Street Global Advisors trading product, the ETFs, overnight drops 6.08 metric tons back into the market, coming down to holding 1,302.05 metric tons. That's big hands and deep pockets, folks, valued on the street at these bullion prices at $50.20 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday bounced up after Benjamin Bernanke opened his mouth again, jumping up and closing at 202 at 10,322. The NASDAQ closed up yesterday as well at 2,246, and the S&P 500 up 24, closing out at 1,094 yesterday. Crude oil this morning off 72 cents a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude dumping into the Gulf of Mexico as they are, at $78.58 a pop for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning, the USDX, you can find out all about it. Just go up to theice.com, theice.com, and check out that website. That's the home of this U.S. dollar index. This trade-weighted basket of currencies moving down this morning, 7 basis points at 82.56. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie moving down 9 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents. U.S., the Mexican peso bumps up 14 basis points, still holding at 8 cents. 8 cents apiece. You can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The multiplier is 12.7445 in their North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies. The euro this morning moves down a little bit, losing some of that gain that it's made earlier the week, moving down 12 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.29 U.S. The British pound jumps up strongly this morning, 81 basis points, trades and exchange is at $1.54. U.S. and the Swiss franc off 51 basis points at 95 cents U.S. So there's your North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies. Oh, yeah, that's where we're headed, folks. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond is yielding, the U.S. Treasuries are yielding 0.58%, continuing this very low yield on the U.S. Treasuries. The 10-year yield is at 2.97%, and the 30-year is at 3.98%. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.14% a month ago to 4.02% this month. If you can find a lender that will advance you a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, the 30-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.76% a month ago to 4.61%. The prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25% points on top of that. Well, yesterday, many of you may have heard Mike Chambers' broadcast. MikeChambersLive.com follows this broadcast right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, where he opened up a can of worms that I was absolutely riveted. Listened to his broadcast, had to interact a little bit behind the curtain on Skype, but I can tell you one thing, folks, he's brought to our attention, certainly my attention, information hours before my email basket started to flood, and it flooded last night unbelievably. A lot of people know who I am and understand that I'm pretty well connected when it comes to Agenda 21, and I received dozens of emails last night bringing this issue to my attention. I certainly would be remiss in my duty as a broadcaster to not cover it and cover it well. So we're going to start a series today. This will be part one of what will probably be a week-long series, if not longer. Hope to get some guests on to discuss this as well. But here's an article just to set the tone, an article off the Christian Science Monitor website, how Obama wants to protect the oceans. White House unveils new plans. The Barry the Usurper's administration wants to change the way America manages its oceans. Be careful, folks. Be careful. Poseidon is rising up out of the sea. Neptune shaking his trident at the world. This is the second shoe. This is that other shoe dropping. I knew there was something. Something in my mind kept telling me that the Macondo oil spill was just the front man, that something else was coming in the wings, and this is it, in my opinion. So the Usurper's administration has introduced a plan to bring all stakeholders, from fishermen to oil companies, to the table. Watch it now. Christian Science Monitor, Mark Clayton writing, July 19th, yesterday's news, or the day before that, anyway, recent news. The White House Monday unveiled the nation's first national oceans policy, which intends to cut through a growing mishmash of competing interests from offshore drilling to fishing to shipping and create a comprehensive integrated stewardship approach towards oceans, coastal areas, and the Great Lakes. My friends, this is Agenda 21. This is cookie cutter. There's nothing new here at all. This is the United Nations plan, implementation plan, moving forward, coming to a town near you. To accomplish that, the new policy mandates no new federal rules, but instead sets up a new National Ocean Council. Now, of course, this is done by executive order. This is executive fiat shaking his spear over the country. He creates the National Ocean Council without any congressional involvement whatsoever without bringing in any of the legislative stakeholders, if you will, the partners in the public-private partnership. Well, continuing, made up of federal agencies and state and regional groups. Understand that regional groups, very important. The goal is to have them work together to create a degree of unity in what has been a highly fragmented area of governance. Key word there, governance, not government, governance. This is corporate governance on steroids. Environmentalists hailed it as, quote, a momentous day for America's oceans, close quote. Yeah, the green weenies are probably wetting themselves this morning. Critics, including sports fishermen, worry that it would create, quote, new bureaucracies that would impose top-down regulations. And I can assure you that it's not just top-down. This is global to local action plans and their implementation. For Barry the Usurper, however, it's merely a way to get everyone a seat at the table. Poppycock, a problem-solving approach characteristic of Obama. Poppycock, this community organizer, poppycock, all right? This is all cookie cutter. As you listen to these broadcasts today and throughout the rest of perhaps next week, you're going to find that each and everything that is being advanced today has been around for 40 or more years. Nothing new here, nothing new. Continuing, right now, here's a quote, right now we have agencies that work along with under individual mandates. This policy says the president wants you to work together for the best overall way, close quote, says Andrew Rosenberg. I don't imagine he's Irish, a professor of natural resources at the University of New Hampshire. We'll be right back.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And you are listening to Become Vocal Local right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts. We're ripping the top off the National Ocean Council, recently established by Barry the Usurper by executive order. We're going to go into a lot of the background material on this as we proceed both today and through the days coming in next week. But let's go in a little bit further into this Christian Science Monitor article, as this is well written and it's laying out most of the poison pills. For example, right now, again, we have agencies that work along under individual mandates, all right? Individual mandates. We've got a plethora, a pluralistic cadre, a cacophony of voices all singing the green religion and mantra. And so what they're going to do is bring them under an umbrella here as we advance Agenda 21. And this is right out of Chapter 17, by the way, for those of you that have taken my advice in the past and acquired a copy of the Big Orange Beast Systems book. Anyway, for example, instead of region by region or statute by statute decision-making on issues such as wind farms or oil drilling and fishing, the new system would establish regional planning bodies. You better be careful with that. We have the 10 FEMA regions. We have all of the 12, I believe it is, Federal Reserve banking areas. We have your regional councils of government throughout each of the various and several states. Yeah, regional planning bodies. But also remember, we have the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, where these three coastal states, Mexico, the United States, and Canada, have an enormous and a vast coastal area. All right? Regional planning bodies. Be very careful there. Ensure that science-based data is at the core of decision-making. You know the quality of the science that came out, that was revealed in the East Anglia emails as regards to anthropogenic climate change, man-made global warming, nonsense, specious poppycock. Anyway, let us continue. Emphasize public and industry stakeholder participation. That's your public-private corporations. That is global corporate governance. Corporate governance. In all this, quote, marine spatial planning, close quote, will be a key tool, says Nancy Sutley, the chair of the White House Council on Environmental Quality. Now, notice here, nowhere else in this little brief paragraph will she mention the United Nations, but she does say in all of this, quote unquote, marine spatial planning will be a key tool. We're going to visit with that right off the UNESCO website. We'll go to the United Nations and we'll look at the documents available on marine spatial planning before this expose completes. Continuing, marine spatial planning involves looking at how different areas of the ocean would be best used. It would not be oceanic zoning per se, don't count on that, with certain types of ocean or rigidly zoned for certain uses. The policy, quote, does not establish any restrictions on activities, nor does it restrict access, close quote. Liars. Liars like Pinocchio. Nancy, someone needs to follow you around. We need to send Geppetto out and lop the cordwood off your proboscis as it grows longer and longer. Lies. And nothing but lies. A data sheet accompanying the report said, rather, spatial planning is seen as a new framework for looking at the problem and resolving conflicts. Well, we're going to look at the problem, and I'll expose some of the conflicts with our sovereignty and our freedom as we move further into the fully implemented Agenda 21 program of action for the 21st century. With disparate groups ranging from fishermen's associations to tribal authorities, the indigenous people, women, children, and the indigenous people, always part of Agenda 21. Whenever you hear that tribal authorities doctrine, dogma, you know that Agenda 21 has just been invoked by the change agents, the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntacticians, transitioning us into a new speak language where we need a UN glossary just to make our way through these documents. But again, with disparate groups ranging from fishermen's associations to tribal authorities potentially laying claim to various swaths of ocean, the likelihood of conflict is high. But officials are hoping that the National Ocean Council will help resolve potential conflicts too. Quote, "It sounds very bureaucratic, but it isn't really," close quote, said Dr. Rosenberg. He probably talks to all goyim like that. Quote, "It's exactly the sort of concerns that people are pointing to today in the Gulf of Mexico, where the Minerals Management Service was doing things and other agencies that were not fully engaged in raising warning flags." Not fully engaged in raising warning flags. As Macondo gently wept, the other shoe now has dropped. Environmentalists voiced their support Monday. "For the first time in this country's history," here's the quote, "we will have a national policy that aligns the great promise of our oceans with the great responsibility for managing them in a coordinated, thoughtful, and sustainable fashion." Close quote. Priscilla Brooks, vice president and director of the Conservation Law Foundation's Ocean Conservation Program, said in a statement, this is the experts say, this is your Prussian school of education, this is this very unusual system that we now find ourselves in, where we always turn to the PhDs and the doctors to tell us what we are supposed to think. This off of the Council on Environmental Quality's own webpage, the United States, President of the United States, Council on Environmental Quality, Ocean Policy Task Force, Interim Framework for Effective Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning. Now listen, listen if you can hear them mention the word United Nations anywhere in this. On December the 14th of 2009, see it didn't just happen this week. On December the 14th, 2009, plenty of time to get Macondo ready for this, softening the target. On December the 14th, 2009, Barry the Usurper's Ocean Policy Task Force, seems he's had one for a while, released its Interim Framework for Effective Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning. Here's the report again. Released its Interim Framework for Effective Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning. You know, I've talked so many times in the past about the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, Geospatial, GIS, Geographic Information Systems, and the GPS, the Geospatial Positioning System. This is the combination. This is this revolution in the air. The revolution in the air. Databasing all of the minerals. Databasing all of the sources of minerals and wealth on the planet. Databasing all of the resources like you, like I, the forests, etc., the fish, and so on. Here we go. Their Interim Framework for Effective Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning for a 60-day public review and comment period. You probably weren't aware of that. I certainly was not made aware of that. I was not able to send in any public comment or review the document. But quietly, on December the 14th, they released it. 60 days later, the window closed on public comment. With competing interests in the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes, the interim framework offers a comprehensive, be careful of that word, be careful when you see that word, comprehensive. Oh, yeah, comprehensive, all right. Comprehensive plans, planning and zoning, comprehensive plans, all-embracing, all-encompassing. Yeah, that's right. Integrated approach to planning and managing uses and activities. So planning, again, comes into this as well. We'll visit with Design with Nature, perhaps the God of Urban Planning, Ian McCard's book, Design with Nature, the 25th anniversary, the great big folio that I have open here on my table. We'll go into the urban trilogues, visions, products, and productions, co-productions, co-hyphen productions like co-creations, localizing Agenda 21, visions, products, and co-productions directly from the United Nations website. We'll also visit with Agenda 21, the book. Let's go back to the text here. We'll need to get a copy of this Interim Framework for Effective Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning and other documents from the United States government and United Nations. We'll be right back.
The the home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again and looking at this document off of the Council on Environmental Quality. This is the President, Office of the President, WhiteHouse.gov administration, this Council on Environmental Quality. You can certainly jump up there and look at it. Let's just look at the sidebars. Carbon capture and storage, the Gulf Coast ecosystem restoration, steps to modernize and reinvigorate NEPA. That would be the National Environmental Policy Act or Protection Act. The review of the MMSA NEPA procedures, federal sustainability, interagency ocean policy task force, public meetings, view the general comments, so on. Recovery through retrofit. This is the implementation of the International Code Council, chaired originally by James Lee Witt, the former director of FEMA. The International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts coming to a town near you. If they're not already there, you'll have to update your house, smart grid, smart growth, and all of that new urbanism. Of course, continuing updated principles and guidelines for water and land related resources. This brings in the Senate Bill 787, the federalization of all waters. Remember that one? We'll talk about that in this series as well. Climate change adaptation task force and America's great outdoors. This is where they're going to take you out of the outdoors. But let's continue from their opening bio here. They say the interim framework includes a number of important provisions that would significantly overhaul the federal government's approach. And you know, remember, we just covered it. the federal government is not government. This is a corporation, a private corporation, the United States of America, all in caps, or the United States government, or the U.S., or the U.S., or dot, and so on and so forth. A new approach to how we use and protect the ocean, the coast, and Great Lakes. Be careful. A new approach to how we use and protect the ocean, the coast, and the Great Lakes. You think the people in the coastal area of the Gulf of Mexico, anywhere within 37 miles of the high tide line, are safe in this? No, probably not. That will have to invoke the work of Michael Kaufman and the rewilding of America to really understand that one, the Wildlands Project, but we'll go there too in this series. The interim framework is designed to decrease user conflicts. What's the best way to decrease user conflicts, my friend? Decrease the number of users. Improve planning and regulatory efficiencies. Improve planning and regulatory efficiencies and decrease their associated costs and delays. Expedited processing, jackboot on your throat, and preserve critical ecosystem function and services. The interim framework describes how such plans would be developed and implemented and provides time frames and steps for phased implementation of the framework. This is called gradualism. Fabian socialism, Sidney and Beatrice Webb, we'll talk about them in this series as well, moves us away from sector by sector and statute by statute decision making. This is the idea of equity. Equity, the absence of law. We're not going to be using statutes anymore. We'll be using executive fiat. We'll be using decisions made by unelected Soviets, councils, and boards. All right. It moves us away from sector by sector. In other words, they're going to go with the broad brush here and statute by statute. It'll bring in all of the stakeholders, all of the public-private partners, and we'll throw the statutes out and we'll just move forward with environment, equity, and economy. Here, let's continue. Comprehensive marine spatial planning presents a more integrated, comprehensive ecosystem-based ecosystem. We're going to touch on that too, that specious ecology. Ecology, go back to Ian McCarg there, ecology and environment, flexible and proactive approach, proactive. They're not going to be sitting in the background here. They're going to be moving forward proactively, approach to planning and managing uses and activities, managing your use, managing your activity. It brings federal, state, and tribal partners together, No, that's not the internet. That's me in an unprecedented manner. Unprecedented. We're blending jurisdictions. We're blending venues. We're blending sovereignties. Federal, state, and tribal together in an unprecedented manner to jointly plan for the future. I wonder if you'll have a seat at that table. The interim framework is not a top-down planning system. Rather, it describes a new approach to federal resource planning that is regionally based and developed. There's nothing new about this. Go back to the Club of Rome and come forward from there. Nothing new about this at all. Anyway, it describes a new approach to federal resource planning that is regionally based and developed cooperatively, co-ops, communes, collectives, among federal, state, tribal, and local authorities. As we love to say on this broadcast, as globalism transitions from global to local, we must become vocal local to block the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. Through the establishment of nine regional planning bodies. Right? Some new stuff going on here this morning. Places science-based information at the heart of decision-making. This is the use of all of this specious science of man-made global warming. This will be the hockey stick model on steroids. Scientific data, information, and knowledge, knowledge base, knowledge bank, capacity building, all the language of Agenda 21, as well as relevant traditional knowledge. Yeah, we'll figure out how to do drum circles and dance with hoops and things. All this will be underpinning the regionally developed plans, emphasizing stakeholders and public participation. These are the public-private partnerships. This is also known as corporatism. You might recognize it as Mussolini's fascism. The planning process would be fully transparent and participatory. You understand what transparency is, right? Maybe we need to revisit once again Mikhail Gorbachev and the Green Cost International when they decided that they would, instead of saying glasnost, they would just use the word transparency. Perestroika, perestroika, deception. Read the book. Anatoly Golitsyn wrote it and wrote well. Again, the planning process would be transparent and participatory, requiring frequent and robust stakeholder engagement. That robust stakeholder engagement will be us becoming vocal local in the town hall meetings, I can assure you, unless you fall asleep on this one, folks. Stakeholder engagement throughout all the steps of the process, i.e. development, adoption, implementation, adaptation, and evaluation. Well, there's so much more in all of that. Let's go over here and take a look at this one right here with UNESCO World Heritage. This was the one I wanted right here. You want to get the book on it? Now, you notice in that article off of the United States website, the president's website, he didn't mention the United Nations at all, but they mentioned marine spatial planning, and they put it in little quotations. And here we find on the UNESCO website, this is World Heritage, World Heritage. Okay, heritage sites, you've heard about that before, right? That's where they set off an area and say, well, this is a World Heritage site, and so all of you people stay out. As Hal Anthony likes to say on his broadcast, this is one of those zones where rocks have more rights as we move into the green religion. All right? Marine spatial planning and world heritage. You want to find out more about it? You can. You're going to add this book to your group of books. Go up on the UNESCO website. Just type in whc.unesco.org, and this ought to come right up for you. But anyway, Monday, August the 24th, 2009, see, we had this in August, and then in December, the usurpers group got together and they released their final report, blah, 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 right? All right, Monday, August 24th, 2009, last June, UNESCO's, and they're looking back. This was published on Monday, August the 24th of 2009, and they're saying last June, so we can go back to June of 2009. UNESCO's Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission, the IOC, and MAN, and the Biosphere Program, MAN and the Biosphere Program, MAB, published the guide, quote, Marine Spatial Planning, a step-by-step approach toward ecosystem-based management, close quote. I'm going to have to order this one from my United Nations Library section. The guide offers countries an operational framework to conserve the value of their marine heritage, while at the same time allowing sustainable use of the economic potential of the ocean. Remember, every time you hear the word sustainable on this broadcast, just think of the word demand. Demand, sustainable development is all about sustaining the demand for the environmental and the developmental concerns, of which British Petroleum is one of the leaders, as is Shell, as is Exxon. These are environmental and developmental concerns, as is the corporate U.S. Gov. The guide offers countries an operational framework. Here's a plan. What is a framework? We've talked about it before. What is the Constitution? The Constitution is a framework, all right? Your physical constitution upon which is you are fleshed out. It's the skeleton that makes up the governments, all right? So this is an operational framework. This is a constitution of a new government. What's the purpose of it? To conserve the value of their marine heritage. The value, here's the value, demand, money, dollars, cents, follow the money, always the same. The value of their marine heritage, while at the same time allowing sustainable use of the economic potential of the ocean. Follow the money. It's all about generating demand to sustain and prop up environmental and developmental concerns. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. Liberty
CommunityStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Sliding into the first hour, I guess I should say the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, just kind of warming up my tongue a little bit, exercising my imagination and my mind on this very important issue. This is not something to just take idly, no doubt about it. But they can continue here on the UNESCO's website, a systematic approach to the allocation of appropriate uses of marine space can support effective management of World Heritage Sites. World Heritage Sites. These are not areas for you to enjoy. These are areas set aside for the world. And you're not part of the world. You're not part of the world. You're not in the club. This is the club they used to beat you over the head with. You're not part of the club, as George Carlin said. All right? Again, it's a systematic approach to the allocation of appropriate uses of marine space can support effective management of World Heritage Sites and be particularly useful for the planning and the management of multiple uses in areas surrounding marine world heritage properties. Marine world heritage properties. Does that sound like a transfer of title to you? It certainly does to me. It certainly does to me. Well, there's a lot more on that, but let's go over here and take a look at this. This isn't the source of the trouble. This is just where the trouble came into my knowledge. Again, the executive order 13547. All right, you got that one? Executive order 13547. Now, when you Google and Scroogle and Dogpile and Web Ferret that one up, be diligent and make sure that the right one opens. There's another one that opens for me several times in a row, actually. I had to almost force it to open this one. But it's Executive Order 13547, the Stewardship of the Ocean, Our Coasts, and the Great Lakes. Memorandum of July the 19th, the Presidential Power, P-O-W-E-R, Power, the Presidential Power Initiative. P-O-W-E-R in caps, all caps, the Presidential Power Initiative, protecting our workers and ensuring reemployment, presidential documents. What's all that about? I don't know. Memorandum. Title 3, the President. Executive Order 13547 of July the 19th, 2010, Stewardship of the Ocean, Our Coasts, and the Great Lakes, by the authority vested in me as President of the as President by the Constitution, balderdash, usurper, unauthorized one, that's treason. A lot of your lips there. You want to say that you're the chairman of the board of the corporation, say so, but don't blur the issue by throwing in the Constitution. But he says this, by the authority vested in me as President, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, it is hereby ordered as follows. Ordered as follows. Can't you just see his jaw jutting out, shaking trident spear over the top of the people? Section 1, purpose, the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes provide jobs, food, energy resources, ecological services, recreation, and tourism opportunities, and play critical roles in our nation's transportation, economy, and trade, as well as the global mobility of our armed forces and the maintenance of international peace and security. This is where you get the federal government's involvement in it. You invoke international peace and security and armed forces, global mobility. If you can remember, and for those of you that have not been a long-time listener of this broadcast, go back. Look in the archives at oraclebroadcasting.com or just go to becomevocallocal.com. Click on the show archives link. Go back in our broadcasts and find the long series that we did on the man's role in changing the face of the earth. We looked into the noosphere and other things, and go back in the archives, back all the way to the beginning and come forward. A very, very important symposium held in Princeton, New Jersey in 1955. Laid all this out back then. Laid it all out back then. Ecological services, jobs, food, energy, tourism, opportunities, all of this playing critical roles, our transportation, our infrastructure, our economy, all of this, the subject of that Alex Wenner-Gren Foundation Symposium in Princeton in 1955. The Deepwater Horizon oil spill, even the usurpers stuck on stupid, in the Gulf of Mexico and resulting environmental crises is a stark reminder of how vulnerable our marine environments are and how much communities and the nations rely on healthy and resilient ocean and coastal ecosystems. America's stewardship of the ocean, our coast, and the Great Lake is intrinsically linked to environmental sustainability, human health and well-being, national prosperity, adaptation to climate and other environmental changes, social justice, not equal justice, my friends, social justice, that's the destruction of the individual, social justice, international diplomacy, and national and homeland security. Always safe and sound. Environmentally safe and sound. This order adopts the recommendations of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force, except where otherwise provided in this order, and directs executive agencies to implement these recommendations under the guidance of a National Ocean Council, a National Ocean Council, Poseidon, Neptune, the trident, the three-pronged pitchfork of Lucifer. Based on those recommendations, this order establishes a national policy, national police policies, policing, national policing, to ensure the protection of the and maintenance and the restoration of the health of the ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes ecosystems and resources, enhance the sustainability of ocean and coastal economies, preserves our maritime heritage, supports sustainable uses of access, provide for adaptive management to enhance our understanding of and capacity to respond to climate change and ocean acidification, and coordinate with our national security and foreign policy interests. And you can find the rest of this executive order by going to the whitehouse.gov and following the links. But I can assure you that most of this text was taken directly, lifted straight out of the Earth Summit, Agenda 21. You'll find it for yourself in Chapter 17. And once we get everybody up to speed with that, we'll go right there in the second hour. But how do you get a copy of this book? I don't sell anything on this broadcast, my friends. I don't make a dime from it. I certainly wouldn't have any way of getting a royalty from the United Nations, but I'm going to share with you how you can get that right directly from them. The United Nations, it's www.unp, that's the United Nations Publications, .un.org, www.unp.un.org, and when you get there, what you're looking for is sales number, capital E, dot 93, dot capital I, 1-1. E, dot 93, dot capital I, dot 1-1. And the ISBN number, for those of you that miss it, get it off the archives, ISBN 92-1-1005. 09-4. Again, that's 92-1-100-509-4. It's titled The Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio. All right? Agenda 21, Program of Action for Sustainable Development, Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, includes the Statement of Forest Principles. It is the final text of agreements negotiated by governments at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, UNCED, UNCED. UNCED is the acronym, the United Nations acronym, UNCED. United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, held June the 3rd to the 14th of 1992. In Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And of course, it was Bill Clinton that set up the first systems of this. Bill Clinton and Al Gore. Of course, it was George Herbert Walker Bush that was in attendance there, and the Bonnie Prince Charles from England. Anyway, all of this stuff can be found here. But let's go to chapter 17. I've shared information out of this so many times with you that it just really does tell the whole story. There's very little that comes out on a daily basis that you can't point right back to a specific chapter in this book. And when you read this book and when you get this book, don't let the voodoo that has been cast on this book keep you from reading it. I know many people who have purchased this book on my recommendation. They've tried to read it and they cannot read it. This book kept me out of it for weeks. I would start to read it and I would put it down. I would start to read it and I'd find myself doing the dishes. I'd start to read it and I'd find myself out in the garden pulling weeds. I don't know what kind of a spell has been cast over this thing, but it is exceedingly difficult to get started. But once you get started, don't let the occult language throw you off. Stick with it, stick with it, stick with it. And then go up on the internet and try and prove out all of the various words that they use. This is the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. And logical positivism always requires a meta-language, in other words, a language about a language, to help you understand the symbolism contained. We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet.
TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, now in hour number two of today's two-hour broadcast. In the first hour, we open the can of worms known as the National Ocean Council, the NOC, created by executive fiat by Barry the Usurper and his boys. Basically, this is the implementation of Chapter 17 of Agenda 21 and so much more. This is a many, many, many decades goal being accomplished here by the usurper. Of course, as I was saying in his run-up, once we knew that it was going to come down to John McStain and Barry the Usurper, I was mentioning on Oracle Unleashed and other broadcasts and on this broadcast myself that this fellow, this usurper, this Kenyan usurper, was being brought to power to implement Agenda 21. And here we are. In full implementation. We saw that with the speciously called Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, was it? The cap and trade, falsely stated. We also saw it from the Senate Bill 787, the act that was put together by Feingold and Boxer and Cardin and Brown, Cantwell and others, the bill to amend the Federal Water Pollution Control Act to clarify the jurisdiction of the United States over waters of the United States, wherein we found that the Senate and the usurper's administration actually wanted to reach out all across America and take every drop of navigable water, even the mud puddle in your yard and your farm pond, out of private hands and into federal jurisdiction, federal lands. Of course, we exposed that back in April of 2009. But let's continue again now. We're referring to the United Nations Agenda 21, the real meal, the full meal deal, the real McCoy, all right? This is the orange book. Prior to the the top of the hour break, I gave you the sales number. You can go to www.unp, that means United Nations Publications, unp.un.org, and you can get a copy for yourself of Earth Summit Agenda 21, and I advise you to do that. This is the agenda. This is the program of action for the 21st century, and each and every one of us should have a copy of this book so that when we become vocal local, when we go out into our local communities, when we work with local groups and organizations, when we insinuate ourselves into the parties at the county committee man and the county committee woman level, whether it be Republican or Democrat or Kalamazoo Party or whatever you've got, so that you can bring this information to the table and let people know just what is happening to the United States and the world as we move further and further into greater measures of despotism and tyrannical control, globalism, if you will, the end of individualism, the end of national sovereignties, and the end of personal freedom as we move further and further into this new global order, the technocracy of the future spoken of by so many others decades and decades earlier. But that sales number is E, capital E, dot 93, dot capital I, dot 11. Again, that's United Nations publication sales number, capital E, dot 93, dot capital I, dot 11. Order a copy for yourself today.
This is chapter 17. The title reads this way: Protection of the Oceans, All Kinds of Seas, Including Enclosed and Semi-Enclosed Seas and Coastal Areas, and the Protection, Rational Use and Development of Their Living Resources. Of their living resources, the rational use and the development of their living resources. The introduction begins this way, chapter 17, 17.1, the marine environment, including the oceans and all the seas and adjacent coastal areas, forms an integrated whole that is an essential component of the global life support system. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, I welcome you back to our Friday, July the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now well underway in our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. We come to you live Monday through Friday, generally without fail. Anyway, got a lot on the plate today. We're talking about the National Ocean Council, NOC, in this hour. We're looking into the Agenda 21. the United Nations Program of Action for Sustainable Development. We're going to go into that with detail. And then we'll go into Urban Trialogues, another document, actually a hardbound book that I have obtained from the United Nations, and time allowing, and I hope we will have time to go there at least briefly, just introducing material today, not going to be able to go into it in great detail. We'll be doing that all throughout next week, and hopefully some guests intermixed along the way. But in general, if you would like to get involved in the broadcast, you can certainly do that just simply by logging on and bookmarking becomevocallocal.com, clicking on our chat room link there. I monitor the chat room throughout the broadcast and the phone board and try and get back and forth between both as often as I can. So you might jump into the chat room there and join in with the chatters at becomevocallocal.com, or you can pick up the telephone for those without internet access and call in throughout the broadcast, 512-904-8014, if you live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, or you can call in at 866-841-1065, toll-free to get your thoughts out onto the air and a greater audience. So certainly your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.com. And if you know of any guests that might be appropriate for this series, please do get them in touch with me quickly, perhaps over the weekend. I'd like to schedule them for next week. But continuing along now, back to this Agenda 21, the book, the real deal, the full meal deal. And as we covered in the first hour, so much of this material being generated by the White House and enclosed in the executive order, you can find it all on the United Nations website. You can find it all right here in Chapter 17 of Agenda 21, the title of which is Protection of the Oceans, All Kinds of Seas, including enclosed and semi-enclosed seas and coastal areas, and the protection, rational use, and development of their living resources. These are not small thinkers. These are big stinkers, okay? The marine environment, this is the introduction. The marine environment, including the oceans and all seas and adjacent coastal areas. Now just roll your eyes back, kick your feet up on the desk, get out the atlas or pull up the globe, and just take a look at the magnitude of what we have just said. The marine environment, including the oceans and all seas and adjacent coastal areas, forms an integrated whole that is an essential component of the global life support system and a positive asset that presents opportunities for sustainable development. Sustainable development. Sustainable development. The three E's: equity, economy, and environment. Continuing. International law, see, this transcends your statutes, this transcends the ordinances and the codes in your town and your cities and your counties and your states. It transcends the federal legislation. It transcends that. The United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty, that would be the international law, referred to in this chapter of Agenda 21, sets forth rights and obligations of states and provides the international basis upon which to pursue the protection and the sustainable development of the marine and coastal environment and its resources. And if you can't pass the lost, if you can't pass lost, if you can't get that done, then just go ahead and break it up into pieces and implement it through gradualism. That's what they've done. Fire up all of the power of pluralism. Get all of your bugs and bunny groups lined up against you. The Nature Conservancy, the World Wildlife Federation, the Sierra Club, the Earth First, and all the rest of the bugs and bunny folk. Get them all fired up. Get the academia involved in it through your university extension councils and all of the doctoral experts that say, there's the talking heads on the nightly news. This is this Prussian school of education, where we turn to the doctors, the doctorates, the great holy doctors, you know, the doctors of theology, the doctors of the new theology, the green theology, and so on, and bishops and popes. This requires, and the green pope, got to throw him in there, the guy with the fish hat, you know, Sal Anthony said, the fish rots from the head down, yeah. This requires new approaches to marine and coastal area management and development as the national, sub-regional, remember, we're setting up nine new regions, the national, the sub-regional, the regional, and global levels, approaches that are integrated in content and are precautionary and anticipatory in ambit. as reflected in the following program areas. This idea of the precautionary and anticipatory. You see, we had the Mineral Management Service that was supposed to be a watchdog over all of our minerals and management and the offshore drilling, who were bought off. Spent their time, I don't know, watching porn and eating pizza, and were bought off and turned a blind eye on BP and Exxon and others, that allowed this series of accidents that went awry for BP to turn into a full-blown oil gusher. Precautionary principles and anticipatory in ambit. The precautionary principle, don't put that in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. Don't do that. You don't know what might happen. Look out, Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. And Jesus is coming next week. Buy your tickets on the spaceship out of here, right? The rapture cult, the precautionary and anticipatory program. Here are the areas, there are several, following program areas that we'll be discussing. Integrated management and the sustainable development of coastal areas, including exclusive economic zones. When you hear economic zones, when you hear exclusive economic zones, you had better pack your bag. And I'm talking about your lunch bag, because you're going to have to be at this one for a while. Economic zones. Be very careful. We're going to find out about that. These exclusive economic zones. Marine environmental protection. And marine environmental protection. Looking out for all the caves and the bayous, right? Marine environmental protection. Deploying all of the booms and the corrects at 9,500. Marine environmental protection. Sustainable use. Excuse me, and conservation of marine living resources of the high seas. That's all those dead dolphins, right? And the pelicans and all the rest of that. The sustainable use and conservation of marine living resources would be all the shrimp, you know, that are boiling on the surface as they're starved for oxygen, and the cod and the halibut and everything else. Sustainable use and conservation of marine living resources. Marine living resources, would that be all of the people? All of the fishermen now out of work, all of the fish canners and the processors, all of the hairdressers and the shops and the marine outfitters and the outboard motor shops and all of that, all right? They're all part of the marine living resources under national jurisdiction. Sustainable use and conservation of marine living resources of the high seas. Sustainable use and conservation of marine living resources under national jurisdiction. It's that high water, the mean high water, the tide line that invokes that national jurisdiction. 200 miles out, right? 40-mile line, so on and so forth. Addressing critical uncertainties for the management of the marine environment and climate change. Marine environment and climate change. Strengthening international, including regional cooperation and coordination. All of this can be found in that executive order, my friends. All of it in the Marine Spatial Planning from UNESCO. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And certainly if you can recall the dialogues of Plato regarding Socrates, where Socrates is inquiring of the net makers and the fishermen along the shores, trying to find out who knows more about fishing, those that make the net or those that cast the net into the sea. Certainly we understand that landowners are the real conservationists in America, landowners where we still actually have some semblance, at least the appearance, if you will, of private property. And the long-held, you know, goal, number one, chiefest, most, above all, for the Communist Manifesto is the abolition of private property. Of course, and as we have studied in the past from Andrew J. Galambos, if we can rightly understand and define property as being a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, you can understand why Karl Mordecai Marx wanted to make, and Friedrich Engels wanted to make such an attack, the British positivists wanted to make such an attack on private property. All right, because if you can rightly understand property, then you can better understand Andrew J. Galambos' definition of freedom, where freedom is 100% control of a man's property 100% of the time, and zero, the corollary, 0% control of his neighbor's property 100% of the time. Of course, we don't need to resort to the doctors and to these unelected boards and councils, these Soviets, these experts say, to know those simple things, the natural law being written on our hearts by the very finger of our Creator. We came with that as standard equipment in our model when we were created. But again, back to these following program areas that we're going to discuss in the future broadcast here in the next week or so on Become Vocal Local. The next one is addressing critical uncertainties for the management of the marine environment and climate change. F is strengthening international, including regional cooperation and coordination. Regional cooperation and coordination. That would be our security, our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. And, of course, all of the free trade area of the Americas, Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere. We're all in this interoperable, interlinked, and interdependent world together. And together we can, right? Together we can. The mantra of the globalist. But anyway, sustainable development of small islands. Look at all of the islands in the Gulf. This is going to be used as a feeding frenzy for the green agenda. And here's a little bit more back to this Senate Bill 787. This was the one that was trying to set up this whole new relationship between you and your land. where we find it in section 3 this way. Water is a unique and a precious resource used not only to sustain human, animal, and plant life, but is also economically important for agriculture, transportation, flood control, energy production, recreation, fishing, shell fishing, and municipal and commercial uses. You see, it's right out of Agenda 21, 17.1, the introduction to Chapter 17. And then in this document, we find that since the 1970s, the definitions of waters of the United States, close quote, quote unquote, waters of the United States, in regulations of the Environmental Protection Agency and the Corps of Engineers have properly established the scope of waters that require protection by the Federal Water Pollution Control Act in order to meet the national objectives. But in this act, this is Section 8 here, Section 3, Subsection 8. This Act, this is Senate Bill 787, this Act will treat as, quote, waters of the United States, those features that were treated as such pursuant to the regulation of the Environmental Protection Agency and the Corps of Engineers in existence before the dates of the decisions referred to in paragraph 10, including all waters which are subject to the ebb and flow of the tide. B, all interstate waters, including interstate wetlands. C, all waters such as intrastate lakes, rivers, streams, including intermittent streams, mud flats, sand flats, wetlands, sloughs, prairie potholes, wet meadows, playa lakes, or natural ponds. All impoundments of waters of the United States, tributaries of the aforementioned waters, the territorial seas, and wetlands adjacent to the aforementioned waters. You see, if they can't get it one way, they get it the other. This is why we have to be ever vigilant, why we can never go to sleep on these issues, why myself and many others for over 10 years have been trying to ring the bell, sound the alarm about Agenda 21, bringing it to your attention. The United Nations is not some old toothless hag. Toothless hag, as Zbigniew Brzezinski alluded that it might be. It had special purposes, he said. Remember the talk he gave to the Council on Foreign Relations? What was it? In Toronto? Well, let's continue. All right. As I said before, we're only going to touch on a couple of books. We're going to introduce a few things this morning. But let's finish this introduction to Chapter 17 and Agenda 21. Then we'll turn to the urban trialogues for a moment. 17.2, the implementation by developing countries of the activities set forth below shall be commensurate with their individual technological and financial capacities and priorities in allocating resources for development needs, and ultimately depends on the technology transfer and the financial resources required and made available to them. What is this idea, the technology transfer? The technology transfer. This is the outsourcing of not only our jobs and our resources. This is not only this transfer, you know, of our, you know, outsourcing, if you will, of our work, or of our jobs. But this is also, you know, the suitcases full of top secret documents that William Jefferson Clinton sold to the Chinese to earn the campaign contributions to his election. This is the sort of stuff that, you know, so many have talked about, the back doors into the computing systems and so forth and so on. It all depends ultimately on the transfer, technology transfer, and financial resources. How much more bold can you be? The redistribution of wealth. The redistribution of wealth. Your wealth is from the Northern Hemisphere and the developing countries to the Southern Hemisphere. The Northern Hemisphere and the developed countries to the Southern Hemisphere and the developing countries. These go back to the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China. They're considered developing countries. And so Western man is being pillaged, bankrupt, and raped to support these new countries that are developing, that are basically cleaning our clock economically. All right? So these are just the beginnings of Chapter 17. Just the beginnings. Now, here's another one. This is called Urban Trialogues, and I acquired this one from the United Nations Publications Department, unp.un.org. Urban Trialogues, Localizing Agenda 21, Visions, Products, and Co-Productions. Of course, if you've been listening to Michael Vail's interviews with the futurists on his broadcast, Barbara Marks Hubbard, and so many others, Hazel Henderson, Jim Channon, and others. What you've been hearing about are the co-creationists. Well, this is a co-production. Every time you see this co-hyphen something, you're right into the new agenda, the global agenda. This is called Localizing Agenda 21. Just a background. Localizing Agenda 21, Action Planning for Sustainable Urban Development, LA 21, like other programs and projects, has a history and a contextual embeddedness with a substantial number of people having been actively involved over the years. People with hopes, expectations, ambition, and above all, a shared purpose to contribute to sustainable urban development. Yes, it's happening in a town near you. It's coming into your local area right now through ICLEI and other methods. What is ICLEI? It's the Local Governments for Sustainability. ICLEI is an international association of local governments, as well as national and regional local government organizations that have made a commitment to sustainable development. Is your town an ICLEI town? Probably. If not, I would imagine that your building department has adopted the international building codes, including that poisonous little pill known as the International Property Maintenance Code. Perhaps you have an enhanced 911 system in your town. You pick up the telephone, your two-year-old can call the police and bring hell into your own home. Yeah, that enhanced 911 center, call center. Perhaps you have a fusion center that goes along with it. Maybe you have a national incident management system attached to it, a call room, a call board, a big bank of flat-screen computers. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again thinking about this LA 21 program. This would be the localizing Agenda 21 program, which has its roots in the global development tendencies of the very early 90s, but it's a lot older than that, as well as the more pragmatic concerns of the institutional partners who initiated the program. You got to know who these institutional partners are. Lots of them, Al Gore, but one. Lots of them, George Soros, Marie Strong, lots of them out there. The globalists, the futurists, the collectivists. Indeed, the 20th century has been an evolution from a world barely urbanized at the 13% level at the start of the 20th century. Barely 13% urbanized. At one time, not too long ago, less than 100 years ago, most of us lived in the country still, had the common sense to stay out of the cities. Today, we're all herded into the cities, like Rosie the Riveter, slaving away our lives, trading them for worthless Federal Reserve notes, being pilfered and pillaged and raped and robbed and burned and stolen by the international banking cartel and their tax-collecting arm, the IRS. That's right. Anyway, towns and cities have grown at a rapid rate, ranging from 2 to 10% per year. In 1976, the Habitat One World Conference, you see now we're jumping back to 76. This is the year 2010, going in and implementing all of this stuff for 2012, getting ready for the great global shift, the leap into the future, right? Mm-hmm. In 1976, the Habitat One World Conference drew attention to this rapid urban growth and the dramatic problems linked to it. Huge shelter needs, the emergence of squatter settlements and slums, and deficient infrastructures and many low-income settlements. And, of course, if you've been listening to this broadcast for any length of time, you realize that I've covered in greater detail this idea of the international migration and development agenda, where we shift the content of one country to the next country, and we go around the world looking for a green morsel of grass to nibble upon, maybe a drink of water, and an unstony piece of ground to lie our head upon. At the end of the day, international migration and development. But it's always about development, isn't it? It's always about the money. Follow the money wherever it goes. But huge shelters, the emergence of squatter settlements and slums, deficient infrastructure, low-income settlements. Well, low-income settlements, notice the way they like to use this pioneering stuff, pioneering talk. You know, that's Agenda 21, chapter number 7. The promotion of sustainable human settlement development, human settlements. You're living in settlement houses. It's like New Lanark. It's like Manchester and the woolen mills in England. It's like driving the people down out of the highlands of Scotland and forcing them to come in and work in these mines and other things for the people. No longer were they able to be sovereignly independent on their own land, living in the enjoyment of the Magna Carta. No, instead they had to work for guys like Robert Owen and the rest of these futurists as we moved further and further and further into the Industrial Revolution and the exportation of slave labor to the United States, all of the colonies here on. Anyway, in 1987, and of course you'll find all of this in the symposium at Princeton, 1955. In 1987, the International Year of Shelter, I bet you didn't know that. The International Year of Shelter called for providing every household with decent shelter by the year 2000. Well, here we are, 10 years late. Does every household have decent shelter? No. No, they're not always able to achieve their goals. They make goals, though. Do you? They make their goals. They establish timelines, and then they do everything they can to hit them. But they miss their targets. And as more broadcasts like this get out, and as you let your neighbors and friends know about this broadcast and encourage them to come in, we're going to help them miss even more of their deadlines. We're going to throw even a little bit more monkey wrench in their planning. But let's continue. Yet the optimism of the 1960s and the 1970s, which had developed new concepts to tackle urban problems, sites, services, and self-help housing, slum upgrading, incremental growth, adapted standards, and locally appropriate technologies soon disappeared. Indeed, all these situations, widespread as they may have been in some cities, had not substantially improved the lot of the growing number of people faced with the decreased capacity of states to provide basic services and infrastructures.
basic services and infrastructures, states, providing them states. That's you, that's me, that's reaching into my pocket and your pocket to rob Peter to pay Paul. But that is the whole basis of global socialism, with economies alternately stagnating or booming, booms and bust cycles. That goes right back to the Federal Reserve banking system, originally established to prohibit or prevent booms and busts. But of course, if you follow over the years as I have, it's been one boom and bust after another, you know, California or bust. Even in the latter case, in addition, these solutions did not yet fundamentally address the nature and the quality of urban places at the professional and decision-making level. Of course, professional, you have to get a degree, right? Even to be a janitor today in America, you have to have a college degree. You want to be a professor, you need to have a doctorate, right? It was clear that new, innovative, and locally rooted solutions needed to be developed. New, innovative, and locally rooted solutions as we become vocal local, right where we are, to block this globalist poison coming in amongst us. Yet the capacity was often lacking. This is capacity building. All of this is right out of Agenda 21, lifting it out little by little by little and just introducing this book to you. This is the background here. Yet the capacity was often lacking, particularly in fast-growing, medium-sized towns. These were precisely the towns and the cities in the 1970s and the 1980s that had been given more power and responsibility to implement decentralization efforts. This is Muni 1313, University of Chicago, 1313. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Leo Strauss, beginning of the neocon revolution, the city of speech, the city of crime, the noble lie. Thus, capacity building was urgently needed. What is capacity building? This is education, retrofitting, re-education, the expansion of the internet, absolutely critical in this matrix. Thus, capacity building was urgently needed. It is against this background of development concerns that the LA21 program was initiated and found its support in some of the following global commitments. And then they're going to go through and list them out. I won't bore you with them today. I'll save that boring expose for another date. But as we're talking today, about the National Ocean Council being set up in the United States by Barry the Usurper, and he is, by the way, holding office in the United Nations. Don't ever forget that. Here we come. And this chapter is titled Re-Editing a Compact City. Re-Editing a Compact City. How many of you have ever read the book Compact City? How many of you know of those pancake-like buildings that were cities that were being designed, compact cities back in the 70s when I was taking urban planning at the university level? How many have ever saw those? Ray Tufts, my professor, compact cities, like a stack of pancakes, okay? Very interesting, very interesting indeed. But we're talking about coastal waters. So this is I can hardly pronounce it. I'll just throw it out, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. S-O-O-R-I-A, E-S-S-A-O-U-I-R-A, you pronounce it, as an island, all right? This is a place on the planet. This is an actual place on the planet. And they go through a system of planning to make this place one of those coastal zones, one of those coastal regions that is attempted here in the National Ocean Council. It's just one of those various places on the planet, right? And it's just like the design of, let's say, Washington, D.C. by L'Enfant, where you sit down with your maps, your cartographic base maps, and you begin to design comprehensive planning for not only the community, but also all of the region around it, the environment around it, water, estuaries, bays, recreation zones, economic zones, and so on and so forth. So this place, Essa Oyura, is very interesting in that it embodies much of what is going to be found as a result of this NOAA, or this NOC Council. But here's another one. This one is titled Rising from the Ashes. And what this book is, it's a trilogue. It's a variety. It's a panoply, if you will, of various places on the earth that have been transformed through the wisdom, if you will, of planning. Geospatial, geographic information, GIS, GPS, global governance. And this is in Vinh, V-I-N-H. That's Vietnam, by the way. Vinh, Did you hear Hillary Clinton the other day talking about how we need to renew and change or upgrade our partnership with the Vietnamese, you know, after we have 500,000 names on a wall memorializing our police action there, all right? The LA 21 process in Vinh was complicated by the present-day paradoxes of Vietnam. The country is embroiled in the process of urban transition. In other words, bringing them out, forcing them out of their Stone Age, if you will, or their very comfortable community age, and we're forcing them into urban environments. Urban environments. From a small-scale, agricultural-based society, which they're very well adapted to, by the way, it's about as sustainable as you can get, but that's not going to be acceptable. There's no economy in that. That small-scale urban stuff, you can forget your victory garden, honey. That's not in the plans for the future. But from a small-scale agricultural-based society to a more modernized, globally linked urban industrial society. Since 1986, the country has been relatively open to foreigners. Its market-oriented system of doi moi has been linked as Vietnam's perestroika. Well, there's your transparency. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
We'll be right back.
And so as we blow through the last segment of today's broadcast, I'm only going to have time yet to introduce just a bit more from this book, Urban Trialogues, Localizing Agenda 21, Visions, Products, Projects, and Co-Productions. But we're looking at a section in the book titled VINH, V-I-N-H. This is Vietnam. And this is a very peculiar project because of the incredible amount of water and land intermixed together on the coastline there in Vietnam, very low ground, marshy ground. It's interspersed, you know, the bands of water alongside of bands of land and land and bands of bands and bands of water and land and so on and so forth. A very interesting planning project indeed, how they developed this whole site. But this series of photographs and sections, and we'll come back to this again in the future, will give you an understanding of just where we're going in the future with these people as the National Ocean Council begins to take bring into federal jurisdiction all of the coastal lands and all of the waterways and rotating people up out and away, out of harm's way, out of the way of natural man-made disasters and all of that rot. We get from FEMA, the Emergency Management Agency. But it is a fascinating study in urban planning to look at a work like this, this particular book, because it shows the complexity of the issues. It's not all just about crying wolf here on this broadcast. There really are serious issues. There are really serious things that we can do, but must we sacrifice freedom to accomplish a greater lifestyle for all? Is it necessary for us to take on the bondage that is being projected for us? I don't think so. I really don't think so. There's certainly a lot more in here that we'll get to on a future broadcast, but in the closing moments, I want to go to the next book that we're going to discuss in this series as well. And that is a book that was recommended to me as basically the Bible of urban planning. The author's name is Ian L. McCarg. That's spelled M-C-H-A-R-G. Ian L. McCarg. I have the 25th anniversary edition here. The title of his work is Design with Nature. Design with Nature. And in this work, this was published originally back in 1967. The book was written under a grant from the Conservation Foundation of Washington, D.C. in 1967, just 12 years after the Princeton Symposium, which laid out so much of the planks and platforms of what would become Agenda 21. This, from the Conservation Foundation of Washington, D.C., 1967, has become basically a textbook for urban planners worldwide. People revere Ian McCarg as brilliant, a genius. He's on the order of, if not superior to, in some people's eyes, of a Buckminster Fuller, Richard Buckminster Fuller, and others. But Design with Nature is a notable addition to the handful of important texts that began, at least in Western tradition, with Hippocrates' famous medical work on airs, waters, and places, the first public recognition that man's life, in sickness and in health, is bound up with the forces of nature, and that nature, so far from being opposed and conquered, must rather be treated as an ally and a friend, whose ways must be understood and whose counsel must be respected. Give you an idea of where we're beginning. Certainly if we talk about the laws of nature and nature's God, of course, that would be contentious in this particular group as they have no nature God. It's Gaia, the earth, Mother Earth, right? Well, there's a whole section in this text titled, and it's one of the first big ones, the major one, Sea and Survival. And why shouldn't it be Sea and Survival treated first? And certainly this National Ocean Council, you know, when our ancestors came to the shores, their first thing they saw was, you know, the sea and the shore. And the first thing they thought in their mind was survival as they stepped out of the longboat and stepped up onto the rock, the Mayflower Compact and all of that. And they stepped out onto that rock and they looked to the left and all they could see was trees and beach life. And they looked to the right and all they could see was trees and tidal flats. And straight ahead, nothing but tidal flat and trees. And from that, they wrought what we now have as the United States of America, all of our several states. Okay? Sea and survival. Survival is number one. It's foremost. And certainly there's a very, very, very delicate balance that exists in this particular zone, sea and survival. It's this first 37 miles inland that are so critical to all life in this on this continent. And so there is a reason to look at these things. So we don't do it out of ignorance or blind hatred for the globalists and the global agenda. Not at all. We do need to understand that we have a natural law written on the heart of man, virtually by the finger of our Creator. We understand that we need to survive on this planet, and that survival is not an option. We also have to understand that choices have consequences, and how we choose to use the planet. We talked and shared a little bit out of the atomic, the Bertrand Russell and the Einstein papers the other morning. We have to understand that choices have consequences, and how we choose to use, you know, the wise use, not no use, the wise use of our planet is going to shape and mold the success of the future for our generation and for generations yet to come. And so we don't want to approach this with a callous eye, but certainly we need to understand that this whole agenda is a system of control, top down, most assuredly. The Rockefeller Foundation have been laying this stuff out. They've been all these grant, these foundations, their power, their influence, the Prussian school, raising up all of the doctors and the doctorates. And once was a time when an eighth grade education, especially in Kansas, Dorothy, was sufficient to get a man through his life. And well, by the way, not just a crank turner, but a thinker and an inventor. Many of the greatest inventors have had little or no education publicly. And that's the truth. Continuing here, see in survival. I'm just going to give you just a little bit from the beginning of this, and we'll come back to it next week, hopefully with some guests. Many of the problems that society confronts are of such an inordinate complexity that it takes the greatest dedication and zeal to assemble the necessary data, analyze, and prescribe. Happily, there are other problems where a very small perception can produce astonishing results. Now, I'm just going to stop right there, and we're going to talk about the need for assembling necessary data, assessing, bringing forward information. You notice how easy it was for us to get accurate information about the magnitude of the oil gusher in the Gulf of Mexico coming out of the Macondo well.
Mm-hmm.
Accessing information. You understand how far away from credibility and honesty our system of journalism publicity has become. How difficult it is to get a full reading on a bill. We understand Rahm Emanuel's words, you never let a crisis go to waste. We can understand Nancy Pelosi being very concerned that we all address her by her title, even though in this country we have crowned the Constitution king and we have no titles of nobility. But this idea of gathering data is absolutely essential to understand the forward motion of the GIS-GPS global governance system. All of the satellites, the low-Earth orbiting satellite technology and the Internet, all interlocked and interconnected, all of these parts and pieces are necessary to develop the grid, the control grid, the smart grid that is going to be laid down over your life in the next decade. In the next few years, you'll start to feel it. By this time next year, you'll feel it even more. The pinch is coming on. This is the generation. This is the time for action. This is the time for us to become vocal local. Malaise, indolence, all these things we've learned from reading John Stuart Mill and his On Representative Government and John Locke and others. It's time to throw off that mindset. It's time to throw off that stagnant mindset. It's time to step away from the fluoridation and the deliberate dumbing down of our educational system. And it's time to start realizing that the hour is late. The time is now. The opportunities are slim, slender. We're being herded into a box canyon. A box canyon. Once we allow ourselves to be sucked in by the sweet smell of that alfalfa hay and that clover grass. We move in there, look, we can smell, we can sense that there's fresh water in there. But if you allow yourself to be seduced into that box canyon, don't be surprised if they just pull the gates closed behind you and let the slaughter begin. We've moved into a time now where technology has become so wickedly advanced that no man could survive if the planners desired your death. and then you need to bring in the population control agenda. Well, with all that on your mind, I'll see you back again here on Monday. We'll continue the discussion then, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.